is Alpha 4, Golf Hotel.
Lord DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Nothing heard. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. This being Wednesday night, RAG2 portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAG2 portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go to see if we've got any Echo Link stations up. Good evening. K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And W4DF, Mr. Don, he's down there in up there in Bowling Springs from me. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Malden. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride. KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim. They're up in Asheville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben. He's down in Simpsonville. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew. He's in Simpsonville. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James over in Greer. And KX4YM, Mr. Scott, he's over there in Greenville. And KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KD4IOX, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up in Hendersonville. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert up there in River Falls. And AE4BM, that's Mr. Ben down in Belton. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. Got a couple of Echo Link stations up. We'll go over there to the Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control. Control 4, Golf Hotel, Gus, in Punta Gorda, Florida.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to AA4GH, Mr. Gus, down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gus. Hope you are doing well down there in Florida, young man. Additional Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KQ4QHV. This is Nick over in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4QHV. Mr. Nick over there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nick. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. Alrighty, we'll move on up to the RF check-ins and the alphabet. We'll start with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, for Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo for Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike for Mike Oscar, Quebec, Shell, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt Western Greenwood County, B Native and Native, 73, you're on the net.
4DOS. This is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville. I'll be here till you complete the roll call, over.
Please check in Kilo, Quebec, 4 Oscar Juliet Whiskey, that's KQ4OJW, Daniel in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
I think that was Danny, KQ4NHV. Danny, if that was you, let me know. You broke up and kind of went away right there at the last, and all I got was just a carrier. Didn't have any audio. But I did get the first part of your call, and we'll make sure that was you. Was that you, Danny?
Yes, sir, it surely is. I don't know where I backed away from the mic or not, but that's me, and I just let you know I'll be negative and negative at 73 to all on air.
We do appreciate you being with us. I hope you are doing well. You take care down there in Greenville. All right, we'll go back up here to the top of this list. N-O, that's Miss Marina and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And then we got K4OIM, Mr. Walt, over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. You're sounding good. We got WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well. And then we got our elder, Eddie, W4NTQ. That's Mr. Eddie down there in Simpsonville. Eddie, you are sounding good tonight. Solid into the repeater. Sounding really good. Thanks for being with us. Hope you're doing well. And then we got KQ4OJW. That's Mr. Daniel. He's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you're doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Gary. On the net, no traffic, no rack you, and do tell me story, and do tell me story hello.
This KA4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA. It's down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Hope you and Miss Jennifer are doing well. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message in there to Joey. I think she was, I don't know what she was doing. She had a book in her lap and had a TV on, so I don't know what she's doing. But I'll relay your message in there, and thanks for asking or relaying your that message in there to her. I'll get that in there to her in just a little bit. All righty, going back to the alphabet in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
check in and out. Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango. KX4MT. This is Mike and Pickens. Thanks for calling Net 73.
Handover Lake, say good evening. KX4MT. Minister Mike over here in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Let's move up in the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Yes. Check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm home and more tonight. I have no traffic, no comments, but I do have a couple of items for the SWAT net. And hello, Tom, W2T.
Hey, Rusty.
DOS. Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill Owen Copy Engine. Negative and negative.
4 DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris from Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Minister Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WU2T, Mr. Rusty, home over Moore this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. I'll be back to you to get your items for the swap net in just a little bit. And KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill, up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Bill. Sounding good, as always, from Cowpens. And then we got KO4QLG. That's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Miss Joy and everyone on the net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm at home in Cleveland tonight, Gary. No traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net.
DOS.
Gary, please check in. KA3WPP, it's Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa. It's Howard in Piedmont, be negative and negative. Good evening, all.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, at home up there in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KA3WPP, Mr. Howard. He's down there at Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Howard. Hope you are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. Any others? Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec. K Ken in Pickens, and I haven't changed my listing when you have time. KA2AX2.
For DOS. Hey, Thomas, Joey, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave, mobile and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Joey, everybody on the net, please check in. Back. KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KA2AXQ. Mr. Ken over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Well, tell Miss Barbara I said hello. I'm sitting here and I just gave her name just slipped out of my brain for some reason, and they got my tongue, I got tangled up. I couldn't see what I said. But anyway, tell Miss Barbara we said hello, Ken. Hope y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to get your update on your SpotNet items in just a little bit. Then we got a pair of Daves. I got W4DJW Dave. He's mobile over there in Greer tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. You be careful out there on the mobile. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
Well, Patrick and Harry are, but you got that group to yourself for right now. N4EDW, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, and 73s for each one of you.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. And I hope everyone has a good night. Extra blanket, I'm afraid. KK4JBQ.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. And KE6KEN, Mr. Ken. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Hope you're doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet dad, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Larry, you made number 50 on my log tonight. Appreciate you being there to win the door prize, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Okay, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I'll be negative tonight. Thanks, Gary.
DOS. In November 4, Quebec. November, Victor. N4QNV, this is Brian in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And N4QNV, Mr. Brian over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Oh, please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS up here in Mill Spring, North Carolina. Name's Colin. And I have an item to take off the list, please.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4CTW, Mr. Colin, up there in Mill Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. Be back to you to get your updated items for the swap net in just a little bit. And then we got KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. 4DOS, please check Juliet, KA2TXJ. Jim, Mobile in Spartanburg County. I'll be negative and negative.
Say good evening to KA2TXJ. Mr. Jim, Mobile over there in Spartanburg County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. You be careful out there on the mobile. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. As normally means that we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks to all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. And a few folks with items for the swap net, and then we got a couple of updates, so we'll grab those first. First up is WU2T, Mr. Rusty over there in Moore. Rusty, what can we do for you about the swap net this evening here, young man?
Okay, Gary, I have two things I want to list tonight. First thing I've got is an MFJ 986 IntelliTuner, and I'm asking $300. That's a full legal limit tuner. It works. It'll go up to 3,000 watts, but it's a good tuner. It's been in good shape. I've got it boxed up and it's ready to go. And I was using it before. I just don't need it anymore. And I'm asking $300 for that. The other item I want to list is an ICOM IC7200. It's in excellent condition. I'm asking $500. I've seen them online. I've looked several places. They're running anywhere from $600 to $800 for that. And the tuner's running from anywhere from $400 to $700. So people think they're much better. But those are the two items I have to list, Gary.
Uh, MFJ 986 antenna tuner. That's a full legal limit plus antenna tuner. I mean, you would like $300 for it, correct so far?
Roger, roger.
And the next item you listed was an ICOM IC7200. It's in excellent condition, and you would like $500 for it, correct?
Roger, roger, but that's both prices are negotiable, so that's what I'm asking right now.
Can folks get in touch with you, Rusty?
They can reach me at 864-279-3872 or at WU2T@bellsouth.net.
Rusty, they can reach you via phone at 864-279-3872. Or they can reach you via email at WU2T@bellsouth.net.
Roger, roger, Gary. You got it down. Got it there.
Does anyone know any feels on either one of these items that Rusty just listed?
For DOS.
Good evening, Gary.
Listen, all the equipment that I have listed, can you remove it? It has all been sold, and I want to thank you very much for your help. K1CJW. Go ahead, Gary.
First, let me recognize K1CJW, Mr. Roland over there in Pickens. And, Roland, I will remove all of those items for you. I'm glad everything was working out. And, you had some good items and some good prizes is all I can say there, young man. But we do appreciate you listing it with us, and I'll take those off the listings as of now. Thanks for doing that. The next one I got up on the list is KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken over in Pickens. Ken, what can we update for you tonight there, young man?
Remove the UHF and VHF radios, and so that would leave the Kenwood and the ICOM radios. I dropped the price down to $300 for the pair, and I guess that'll do it, Gary. KA2AXQ.
The Motorola's are gone, but you've still got the Kenwood TS450S and the ICOM R71A, correct?
Over.
Alrighty, and you're going to drop the price on those, both of those items, to $300. Thanks for letting me know there, Ken. And, that really helps me out a bunch when, like you and Roland let me know what's not there anymore. Keeps my book straight on this end. But anyway, Ken, thanks for letting me know, and we do appreciate it. And the next one I got up is Mr. Colin, W4CTW, up there in, that's not his call sign, W4CWF. Colin, I'm sorry I messed up your call sign, but I don't know why I wrote it down wrong, but I did. Now, what can we do for you tonight?
I need to remove the M-Square satellite Aggies. They sold. And I appreciate you listening for me.
Remove the M-squared beam antennas, and you still got the other two-meter antennas, right?
Actually, one of those is pending payment. Somebody's wanting them, but I haven't received money for it, so technically they're both still available, but one may be sold.
You just keep me informed, and we'll go from there. But thanks for letting me know about the M-squared. I hope everything is going well up there for you in Mill Springs. But we got that all taken care of. And again, Colin, I apologize for messing up your call sign. When I looked at it, I said, that's not right. You know, and I was scratching my head. And then all of a sudden, it came to me. But I apologize for messing up your call sign as badly as I did.
Fine, things happen. I'm not worried about it. I appreciate it. W4CWF, I'll be listening.
All right, Colin, appreciate it. You take care there, young man. Well, that's all of the new stuff and old stuff is coming out that people had listed. And do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap netbook? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, KG4PFI.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bond.
Yeah, take that radio off that I had on there for free. A fella come by and picked it up.
Well, that's a good deal. You know, I know you said he called you. Y'all made an appointment, but sometimes things don't work out. But I'm glad that did work out. Hope you and Miss Linda are doing good.
Yeah, well, ain't nothing fell off yet. We're still one piece. Well, it may have. I just ain't discovered it yet. Well, anyway, he seemed like a nice person. He took it and they said he knew a little bit about electronics. He thought he could fix it, so it was fine with me. KG4PFI.
I do appreciate you letting me know. Hope you and Miss Linda have a great day tomorrow. Y'all stay warm if you can. It's supposed to be a little cooler tomorrow. It's down to 52 degrees here at the house right now, so I don't know how low it's supposed to get, but had to add on last night. Probably have to turn the heat on tonight. Can't never tell. But Don, you and Linda, take care. Y'all have a great day tomorrow. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. Have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, before we start the reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. This is KC4SKD Larry. KG4AHS Rhonda. Both in Easley. And no comments tonight. No wreck to you, no traffic. And of course, I want to check in my brothers by phone relay. November 9th. Echo Charlie. Name's Randall in Asheville. And Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Foxtrot Charlie in Goose Creek. And hope everybody's having a good evening, Gary. Thank you for calling in. KC4SKD.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Oscar Alpha Sierra Robert Piedmont. And I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic. Sorry for my tardiness tonight.
TOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're both over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And Larry brings along his N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall. He's up in Asheville. And KF4GGF. That's Mr. Charlie, and he's down in Goose Creek. Appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along there, Larry. Tell them we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And KQ4OAS, that's Mr. Robert. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. And KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Don't worry about being tardy there, young man. You made it in here better than I did. So anyway, we do appreciate you being with us and get you some rest. You've had a long day. All righty, any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start reading in the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
For ZOF. Okay, 4, Zeddy K, Kilo, India 4, Zulu, Echo, Kilo. Lynn in Maiden, North Carolina.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening, KI4, ZEK. And is that Glenn up there in Maiden, North Carolina?
Glenn, Lima Yankee, November.
Corrected, Lynn. I apologize for that. You're making a great trip from Maiden all the way into the repeater. From Maiden up there, the repeater's up there at Caesar's Head, just right on the North Carolina-South Carolina border up there at Caesar's Head. But good signal into the repeater. Thanks for being with us this evening. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start reading a swap net book, call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is looking for a half-wave 2-meter vertical antenna. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT840, that's HF transceiver. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Dentron MT3000A. That's a full legal limit manual antenna tuner. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. That's a HF transceiver. He has a microphone, a manual, a box, power cord, all that. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? It is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS450S HF transceiver, and then he has an ICOM R71A receiver, both items for $300. Does anyone need any fields? First item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. A fellow has two 5-element 2-meter beam antennas. He would like $80 each for these antennas, or he would take $150 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. Those that removed items, I really appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight over here on this end. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, good evening, Gary. This is Nick, KQ4QHV. I missed some information that came out earlier. I believe a gentleman is trying to sell an IC7300. Is that correct?
Right, it's a 7200.
I just had a buddy that was looking for one of those 7300s, but I know he doesn't want the 72. Thanks for your help. I'm clear.
Okay, Nick. Well, there's a lot of folks that would like to get their hands on the 7300s. That's a nice radio from what I understand. I don't have one myself and have never used one, but everybody that's got them seems to like them real well. But if we have one, we'll keep listening. If I run across one, I'll let you know. In the meantime, you take care. Y'all have a great evening up there. Hey, the first and only 4JBQ over there in Greer. Mr. Larry, what have you been up to today there, young man?
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KK4JBQ. Well, it's been quite a busy day. I'm tuckered out, that's for sure. Donna had the first in a while Bible study this morning. There was a hiatus granted, I suppose, for Lent. And so there was about 4 or 5 weeks there that she missed Bible study. But we talked about the next lessons in the line. We talked about them together. And that was quite interesting. Seems that
That's a pretty large class that goes on at our church, and they're following a standardized way of going through scriptures and relating one thing to another. And growing up, it's something that my dad and I swapped about. And when I was just a little boy, I recall at the dinner table, whenever we'd sit down with his dad and his brothers and such, we'd all have what some might call a gaggle. It was just a big argument, really, is what it was. Because, you know, just like anything printed, two people can read it and get something different out of it. Now, that might be a good thing, but then it might be a contrary thing, too, if they don't actually see eye to eye. And that was quite often the case. But that's something I grew up listening to. And before I could take part, I was fascinated, you know. I do have memories going all the way back to when I was a baby. You might think, now that's crazy. No, I remember my mother would give me my meal, you know, on a bottle. and I'd sit there or lie there and I'd listen to people talk. And it's the strangest thing. Even today, I like going to sleep listening to people talk. How do you do that? Well, every night there's a radio station somewhere, AM or FM, that people are just there talking. And it's the drone. I don't even have to understand what they say. It's just to hear the human voice. Isn't that strange?
I don't know if it's that strange or not, to be honest with you. My daughter-in-law has to have the TV on. If the picture was not there, she didn't care. As long as she could hear the voices in the background, she's fine and she can go right to sleep. If you turn the TV off before she goes to sleep, she pops up with her eyes wide open. I mean, she's wide awake. So I don't know if it's that odd or not.
Well, son of a gun. It's odd, but it's good to know that I'm in good company. It's also good to know that I'm number 50 tonight. I'm not much of a braggart, so bragging rights don't mean a lot to me, but I do, this is one place where people, I was number 50 tonight, and I'm just glad that the net is here for all of us, and good numbers is an indicator that it will be here for a long time. And, yeah, of course, every net control says if it wasn't for us, there'd be no net. But if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't know what to do. Come on, think about it. We wouldn't get anything accomplished anyway. You got a whole lot accomplished tonight. It's probably the most challenging of the weekly nets. You take, you know, each day in the week. Whoever is the net control that night, each night is a little different, you know. And it has been different even more than it is so right now. In my hearing, you know, and I've only been here about, a dozen years or so. It goes back, as I'm told by many people, it goes back a long way. And used to be many, many more check-ins. But things have kind of calmed down and reached an equilibrium, you might say. Standard bunch of folks. Every once in a while, just the thrill of hearing a new voice from a faraway place even, you know, with the EchoLink feature that we have. That is a nice thing, you know. I was talking about the day. Well, so Donna went to Bible study this morning, and I had to catch myself. I was going to say something else, but the kitchen was a little out of sorts because we had a little water accident. Wasn't in a water supply pipe or anything like that. It was cat. We keep water everywhere. I like a well-irrigated cat. I'll just put it that way. And in order that that be true, there needs to be water just about everywhere. There's water by their water dish. There's water in a little fountain that's in the master bath. And there's a water dish right here in the sunroom where my shack is. Don't think there's one upstairs. But anyway, there's one on the kitchen counter. And there was a little accident. Little enthusiastic creature stuck his foot, or her foot, I'm sorry, stuck her foot in the water bowl. Now, that's a bit of a surprise. So, as there was an instant reaction to get away, that little bowl full of water, that wasn't even half a cup or so. But you get a half a cup of water spread all over the kitchen counter. She was, running on a schedule. That's Donna. She runs on a schedule. I don't have a schedule anymore. Well, hardly ever. But anyhow, you clean that up, I gotta go. So, yes, I did. And I wasn't too concerned about how I got everything put back. It was just dry, So when she got back home, she straightened it out to her notion. How things, and that's her purview there, so she could have things the way she wanted, but I couldn't get them exactly the way they were before I tore the place apart. And then this evening was Donna again had choir practice, and as I understand it, with only one soprano showing up, it was a bit of a challenging practice. Anyway, it was a fine day here, brisk and windy, but I don't mind the wind so much. Kind of keeps the temperatures moderated, KK4JBQ.
Let me say that I understand about a well-irrigated cat. I try to keep water down for our animals, but I don't have them all over everywhere, in every room or that sort of thing. The little dog has got her bowl in there beside her meal bowl, and the big dogs have got a great big old bucket out there that so they have fresh water, so I know about that. But I hate that the little kitty stepped in it and spilled it all over the counter. I imagine that I can just see the cat walking across there, and it dark in the kitchen, and she steps in it by mistake, and all of a sudden her foot is wet, and here she goes throwing water and stuff everywhere. That would be a rude awakening, I guess, when you got up and went into the kitchen first thing in the morning. But glad you got all that taken care of and got that all cleaned up. I hate that you had to do it, but, as long as the counter's mopped up and, that sort of thing, Donna can rearrange her knickknacks when she gets back and put them back in their proper place. I know when I just say I'm doing the dishes, there's a few things that I can't remember, or I don't want to remember, or I don't know what it is, but anyway, I don't put them back where they go. And Joey will say, well, where is this at? And I said, well, I put it over here. Well, that's not where it goes. So I know exactly what you're saying when it comes to that. Hang on just a minute there, Larry. Be right back to you. Got me an Echo Lake station up and see if I can grab him before he gets away. Echo Lake stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Kilo Uniform. Checking in from Simpsonville, South Carolina.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4QKU. Mr. Bill down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Back to you, Larry. KK4JBQ in the RAGQ portion of the net. Where was I at? Donna walked out and then asking you to clean up, and you cleaned up for her. That was really nice. And as far as her going to a choir practice this evening, only one soprano showed up. You know, I've been to a lot of different choir practices, Larry, and one soprano could just about hold her own with the other altos and everybody else if she's loud enough.
KI4DOS in the 2-meter net, KK4JBQ. Well, that was just my thought. And I says, well, honey, soprano, that's a very high voice, and it will cut right through if the voice is loud enough. And then she went on to explain to me that that wasn't the case. She's a good soprano, but she doesn't belt the tune out, you know. So it's a little bit of a challenge, I suppose. Well, so the day was, for me, was, other than things I've already discussed, I guess something in a pet peeve. Yeah, a pet peeve that I'm sure that I share with a lot of people. Wall warts. I found, to my great surprise, something that I didn't even know I had anymore, which was a USB interface, a USB audio interface that takes, takes analog audio, and that's from a record or a radio station that's broadcasting, or a cassette tape, or, oh goodness, anything like that, and makes it digital, right? And I found out that it needed, maybe one reason why I hadn't touched it in a while is because it needed a 7.5 volt wall wart. And I went to look, and I must have 30 wall warts that they're not mated up with anything. Now, I can't begin to understand how I came by so many. Most of them are 12 volts. A bunch of them are 5 volts. Yeah, I can see that. But then there's some odd ones, too, but no 7.5s. And I may have to make me a little power supply to... I don't know what the amperage requirement for this device is. Anyway, I gave up on the device that I had. It's just not working anymore. The USB interface, everything else about it works. But the USB interface does not, so it won't communicate with the laptop that I have it connected to. So I'm kind of still struggling with my desire to put some cassette tapes on, digitize some cassette tapes. I know I'm slow about this. People have probably been listening for weeks about my struggle with this, but suffice it to say that I will not let it get away from me. But I'm in no terrible, awful rush. There's no one cracking a whip anymore. I am retired, and as you are as well, you know that you only have one boss. You can define that for yourself. I only have one boss. So, anyhow, I am actually thrilled at the fact that so many devices have been separated from their power supply, and I have bags full. Can't tell you what they belong to anymore. I don't use them, I suppose. But I counted them, and there's more than 30. Some little, some small, some heavy. Some are, you know, for defunct laptops. I wouldn't toss the device away. Who knows when you ever need it? That's why I have so much of that junk, right? Who knows when you'll ever need it? You think that way, too. I know some, most people do, you know. And that's why we have collections. KK4JBQ.